I'm Sheila Brummer with Sue Land Public Media News. Bills that would expand charter schools in Iowa and create scholarships that could be spent on private school tuition are advancing as separate proposals in the Iowa House. The school choice bills cover two legislative priorities for Governor Kim Reynolds that already passed in the Senate as part of one package. Opponents say the move would divert money away from public schools, making it harder for them to teach disadvantaged students. The bills now go to the House Education Committee. Each of them needs to pass there by the end of the week in order to remain eligible for debate as standalone proposals. The Iowa Department of Public Health reported 27 more deaths due to COVID-19, with more than 450 new positive test results, with 18 more cases in Woodbury County. The death toll in Iowa is just under 5,500. Statewide, there are almost 210 hospitalized, including 15 at Sioux City's two medical facilities. That number has stayed steady in the middle teens for several days. And meatpacking workers across the country have started receiving their vaccines, and thousands more will have the chance to get their shots this week. Officials with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union say interest in the vaccine is high among workers after the industry took a heavy toll from the virus. Major meatpacking companies, including Tyson Foods and Smithfield, say workers in Iowa and Nebraska will start to get their vaccinations this week. And Siouxland District Health opened up appointments for the next public clinic, the Tyson Event Center, on Monday. The head of the Woodbury County Health Department says this could be the last large-scale event for vaccinations. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for our next newscast in 26 minutes.